This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. CPN-UML's first statute general convention starting today in Godavari of Lalitpur. All party meeting urges main opposition CPN-UML to cooperate in smooth proceeding of parliamentary business. UML boycotts all party meeting. And U.S. President Joe Biden signs into law a temporary measure to keep the government funded until early December and avoid yet another federal shutdown. Now the news in detail. The first statute general convention of the main opposition CPN-UML is starting from today. Statute General Convention main organizing committee of the party informed that all preparations were over for the convention that would begin at Godavari of Lalitpur from today. Talking to media persons, coordinator of the committee Ram Bahadur Thapa said the discussions would be held on the party's political report, organization proposal and statute amendment proposal. Leader Thapa claimed that the statute General Convention would rejuvenate the party and that would guide the country's political future. The all-party meeting has urged the main opposition party CPN-UML to play a significant role in smooth proceeding of the parliamentary business. Top leaders of all the parties representing in the parliament except the CPN-UML attended the meeting convened by Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba at his official residence in Balwatar. The Prime Minister called the all-party meeting to take initiation to end the parliament deadlock seen due to the main opposition UML's obstruction. The UML has been obstructing the current parliament session since its commencement, expressing its dissatisfaction over some activities of the Speaker. Government spokesperson and Law Minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said that Prime Minister Deoba in the meeting urged the UML chairman only to take initiation for dialogue, consultations and consensus. 31st International Senior Citizens Day is being celebrated across the world, including Nepal, with the theme Digital Equity for All Ages. The day is being marked by organizing awareness programs regarding the issues faced by the senior citizens in their day-to-day life. The day was first celebrated on 1st of October 1991. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari have given her best wishes to all the senior citizens at home and abroad. Prime Minister Sherbhadu Deoba has extended best wishes to all senior citizens on the occasion of the International Day of Senior Citizens today. In a message of best wishes, Prime Minister Deoba said older persons have experienced and maturity. Prime Minister Deoba said the government was positive to create favorable atmosphere for such experienced persons to transfer their knowledge and skills to the new generation so that it would contribute to socio-economic transformation and development. The global theme of the day for this year is Digital Equity for All Ages. The Prime Minister also urged the organizations working for rights of senior citizens to ensure digital facilities to the senior ones. The Ministry of Home Affairs has made it clear that the government has not issued order to impose a ban on organizing meetings, assemblies and gatherings to be conducted as per the Constitution, existing laws and by following the health protocol unveiled for the containment of the COVID-19. Issuing a press statement, the ministry spokesperson said that no such order had been issued in regard to the events to be organized as per the Constitution, existing laws and by following health protocol. The ministry also said its serious attention was drawn to the public concerns expressed regarding the orders issued from the district administration offices, Kathmandu and Bhaktapur. Minister for Foreign Affairs Dr. Narayan Khadka has returned home after attending the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly. The foreign minister had reached New York on the 24th of September. While in New York, he addressed the general debate of the 76th session of the United Nations General Assembly as the head of the Nepali delegation. On the occasion, Nepal presented its views on the current issues of global concerns, including of Nepal, and on the affairs of bilateral and multilateral interests. Nepal raised the issues of COVID-19 crisis, easy access to vaccines for its elimination, and unhindered availability of health supplies. Talking to media persons at Trivandrum International Airport about his New York official visit, Minister Khadkar said Nepal reiterated its commitment to the UN Charter, its principles and objectives. The government has decided to grant consent to the Ministry of Industry, Commerce and Supplies to participate in the 12th ministerial level meeting of the World Trade Organization to be held in Geneva. Government spokesperson and law minister Gyanendra Bahadur Karki said the cabinet meeting held yesterday also decided to permit Nepal police to participate in the 89th General Assembly of the Interpol. Likewise, the cabinet decided to approve temporary posts to depute required manpower in the development projects under various ministries. The newly appointed ambassadors of various four countries to Nepal have presented their credentials to President Bidya Devi Bhandari. The ambassadors to Nepal from Egypt, Germany, Norway and France presented their letters of credence to the head of the state amidst a special function yesterday at the office of the president in Sheetalniwas. Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Narayan Khadka, Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma, Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel and senior officials from the Office of the President and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs were present on the occasion. CPN Maoist Center Chairman Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has stressed the need for making the party unified rather than involving in factional activities. Addressing the National Conference of All Nepal National Independent Students Union Revolutionary in Kathmandu yesterday, Chairman Prachanda urged the party leaders and cadres to reach the doors of people correcting the past mistakes. The Ministry of Health and Population has reported 1,078 new cases of COVID-19 in Nepal. The number of infections was confirmed while conducting 11,765 sample tests. Similarly, 911 corona patients recovered yesterday. Meanwhile, 12 more corona-related deaths were confirmed in the country yesterday, taking the death toll to 11,135. You're listening to Radio Nepal AM English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. U.S. President Joe Biden has signed into a law a temporary measure to keep the government funded until early December and avoid yet another federal shutdown. Congress narrowly passed the bill's hours before funding lapsed, which would have forced federal museums, national parks and safety programs to close. The funding will also include money for hurricane relief and resettling Afghan refugees. President Biden signed the bill with just hours to go before the shutdown began. There's so much more to do, President Biden said in a statement after signing the measure. But the passage of this bill reminds that the bipartisan work is impossible, President Biden added. The newly appointed approved funding ensures that federal agencies do not need to close down on Friday and hundreds of thousands of government employees will not have to take unpaid leave. North Korea said it test-fired a new anti-aircraft missile on Thursday, its fourth weapons test in under a month. The latest test comes days after North Korea launched a new hypersonic missile which is believed to have nuclear capabilities. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken said the test creates a greater prospect for instability and insecurity. Pyongyang says its weapons are needed for self-defense, accusing the US and South Korea of double standards. The latest tests are being seen as a clear sign that Pyongyang has no intentions in slowing down its weapons development despite strict sanctions. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. According to the Meteorological Forecasting Division, the weather is likely to be generally cloudy throughout the country. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at some places of Province 2, Lumbini Province, Karnali Province and Far West Province and at a few places of the rest of the provinces. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 28.8 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 19.6 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. CPN-UML's first statute general convention starting today in Godavari of Lalitpur. All party meeting urges main opposition CPN-UML to cooperate in smooth proceeding of parliamentary business. UML boycotts all party meeting. And US President Joe Biden signs into law a temporary measure to keep the government funded until early December and avoid yet another federal shutdown. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English News edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also log on to our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.